AP News, I'm Paya Pinjwani. A gunman fired upon a Dallas immigration field office from a nearby roof yesterday morning. He killed one detainee and critically wounded two others before taking his own life. In remarks, Vice President J.D. Vance says he is disgusted by a shooting directed at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which the FBI has said it is investigating as an act of targeted violence.
In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border.
The audio is courtesy of WSOC. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports mass firings might be the Trump administration's response to a government shutdown.
The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare large-scale firings if Congress fails to pass a funding bill forcing a government shutdown next week. The Office of Management and Budget says agencies should consider a reduction in force for federal programs whose funding would lapse, is not otherwise funded, and is, quote, not consistent with the president's priorities. A reduction in force would eliminate positions, a much more aggressive step than in previous shutdowns, when federal workers not deemed essential were furloughed but returned to their jobs once Congress approved the spending. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In an address to the UN General Assembly, Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara says through a translator, they will stand with the people of Gaza.
The suffering Syria endured, we wish upon no one. We are among the peoples most deeply aware of the horrors of war and destruction.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a settlement with an energy company over a deadly Colorado wildfire.
Xcel Energy expects to pay about $640 million to settle lawsuits alleging it was responsible for starting Colorado's most destructive wildfire that killed two people and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes in 2021. Minneapolis-based Xcel has maintained that its equipment did not cause or contribute to the fire and does not admit any fault under the settlement. Investigators found that a sparking power line owned by Xcel was one of the causes. Embers from a smoldering scrap wood fire set days before on a nearby camp property was another. The two fires combined into an inferno following months of drought amid a winter nearly devoid of snow and wind gusts up to 100 miles per hour. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Paya Pinjwani, AP News.